calling. You have a chance. About 6:27. Friday afternoon. Bye. Jace, Dad, hey, give me a call when you get up or when you're available. Thanks. Bye-bye. Jace, this is Dad. Hope you're doing okay. Hey, when you have a chance, give me a buzz. It's about 8 o'clock Monday evening. Okay? Love you. Bye-bye. Jace, Dad. Hey, give me a call when you have a chance. It's probably about 11:45 Wednesday morning. Okay? Love you. Bye-bye. 2150. Come on in. Sorry to miss your call, buddy. Love you. I'm back in the house. I was back in the house for an hour and a half now, but I heard you called, so I'm calling you back. Love you. Bye-bye. 2150. Hey, buddy, I was just on the phone with your sister, Joy, and sorry I couldn't take the call, but I'm off the phone now, so if you're free, give me a buzz. Bye-bye. Jace, Dad, hey, listen, I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about as far as the graveyard. It's in Lihue, and if you're coming from Puyi or Poipu, that's, I think it's Kamoalii Highway. You pass the Kukui Grove Shopping Center on the right just as you're entering Lihue. You're past Puhi, and you cross the Kukui Grove Shopping Center. And then and just before, maybe a quarter of a mile before you hit Kuhio Road, Highway 56 going in towards Kapa'a, I think you turn right on Rice Street, and right, you turn right on Rice Street, maybe you go only about 200 yards or so, and you should have a graveyard. You turn in left to the graveyard, and that is where Grandpa Albao and Grandma Albao, Uncle Henry, and Uncle Joseph was buried, and it's a beautiful cemetery. But you just got to go through it. As I recall, it's sort of like a housing area. It's nice, sort of nice housing, but there's no warm mill there, so you're not going to smell any of the molasses. I believe it's just, if you can imagine Highway 50, which is Kamoalii Highway and 56, where they meet, which is Kuhio, it's only about a quarter of a mile before Kuhio on the right side. As I recall, it's sort of like a sort of small little valley or so, but it's the cemetery is up on the hill on the right side, coming from Koloa area. Wow. You'll find it. Okay? Love you. Bye-bye. Dave, this is Dad. Hey, I'm just calling to say hello. You're on my mind, so I thought I'd just call. I wanted to hear your voice just to tell you I love you. Looking forward to seeing you this Christmas. Bye-bye. Dave, Dad. I was just wondering if you got my message. I wanted to come on over and finish up our talk. Or talk some more. Give me a buzz. Bye-bye now. 2150. This is your father. Just calling to say hello. I was hoping you'd pick up, but no problem. Just wanted to say hello and talk a little bit about our team. It's been okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
come on in. Got your message. Not message. I saw that you had called, so I'm calling you back. I was wondering if you guys are in Zion already or you're on your way. Have a great day. Love you. Bye-bye. Hi, Dozon. Hey, listen, my phone's gone cuckoo. I think too much texting last night. But anyway, I just wanted to let you know we got off to a, if you're not watching, we're off to a flying start. 7-0 or 6-0 in the top of the third. Love you. Bye-bye. Hey, Dad. Hey, just want to give you the info that Granny just passed about 10 minutes ago. She just died in her sleep. Very peaceful. So if that's you and Melina need to know that. We're looking forward to seeing you guys tonight. I love you. Bye-bye now. Okay, this is Dad. Hey, I'm not sure you got my message. Just let me know if you know that Dodgers are on ESPN against the Cardinals right now. If you're not too busy. Hope everything's going well. Love you. Bye-bye. 2100, 2150, come on in, this is your father. Chase, this is Dad. Hey, give me a call when you have a chance. It's about 3-ish, I think, Monday afternoon. Love you, bye-bye. Hey, this is your father. Give me a call.
Those voicemails were sitting on my retired iPhone 3GS for a year and spanned between September 2010 and September 2014, just a couple weeks before he got sick. This last voicemail is from October 8th, 2015. It was a Thursday night, 7:15 p.m. Pacific. It was the night before the Dodgers played the New York Mets in Game 1 of the NLDS. Dad and I both loved baseball, and the Dodgers gave us a way to do it together. He had my mom dial my number and hold the phone up to him. The message was made possible by temporarily removing the trach, allowing him to speak. It's a little difficult to understand, but you'll get it.